back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Down in Florida, Governor DeSantis, a terrible governor, sniffing around for president, disgraces himself again, rams through a statute that a judge rules violates the First Amendment. Typical. And he attacked the issue in a wrong way. Here's the issue. They put through a statute that says if any social media bar a politician, sort of like Facebook barred Trump, Twitter barred him, say Facebook for a period of time, Twitter apparently permanently for lying about things and causing the insurrection, fomenting violence. And they typically will keep out, you know, Nazis, supremacists, jihadists. I mean, anybody advocating violence and any politicians who enables them. And this statute in Florida lets the state of Florida sue Facebook or Twitter or any of these social media for, quote, deplatforming a political candidate if the majority party or whoever controls the attorney general's office in Florida thinks it's one of theirs, basically. I mean, it doesn't say it quite that way, but basically who decides who they sue over. A judge blocked that. He enjoined the implementation of that bill of DeSantis's. He enjoined the implementation of it as violating the First Amendment. And that is because the First Amendment protects private individuals' freedom of speech. It protects private companies' ability to run their affairs. And you may say, okay, well, Trump has a right to freedom of speech, and he does, except that the First Amendment only applies against the government. In other words, the government can't stop Trump from saying anything he wants, but a private company can decide what they want to publish, and they can't be forced to publish something they don't want. DeSantis made a mistake in how he handled this. You can argue, and I argue strongly, that Facebook is a monopoly. That's a violation of the Sherman Act, Section 2 of the Sherman Act. It's a monopoly. You can't have monopolies. You can't have restraints of trade. Twitter is very likely a monopoly. Now, the Federal Trade Commission and something like 48 states and municipalities sued them. Sued Facebook, and maybe it was Amazon too. And a judge ruled that they hadn't shown enough evidence that they're monopolies. Are you kidding me? Open your eyes. You don't think Facebook is essentially a monopoly? It's market share. You don't have to have 100% market share to be a monopoly. You have to have a really substantial share along the size of Facebook and Amazon and Twitter and Google and the rest of them. And we have broken up monopolies in the past. Over 100 years ago, Teddy Roosevelt, the Trust Buster, Standard Oil got broken up. As a result, we have many oil companies and gasoline prices are lower. They may be too high in your opinion. They'd be a heck of a lot higher if there was one oil company in the whole country. In the 1980s, AT&T got broken up. And as a result, every time Dick and Harry has a phone company and you get all sorts of breaks. And it's been good for innovation. And a lot of computer heads come out of engineering school and they someplace different and they get innovative to work. It's all good. All good. That is going to happen in social media. And there's going to happen in online retail. That's going to happen with Facebook, Twitter, Amazon, Google, and all the rest. Now, it doesn't mean that these are bad companies and they're going to go away. They won't. They'll do well. A bipartisan committee in Congress has already referred out a bill that would prevent these big companies from buying their competitors. Right now, some guy comes along and starts a smaller company in competition with Facebook or Amazon or Google or Twitter. And he has great engineers and great ideas and a lot. And they go, oh, we'll give you $5 billion for your company. And the thing hasn't turned a profit. Well, there are very few people in their 20s and 30s who are offered $5 billion who aren't going to take it. And oh, by the way, there's a non-compete and you can't even come close to competing with us for 5 years. And basically they squash competition. Well, they wouldn't be able to do that when this bill goes through. And frankly, that's a recognition of their monopoly status. You don't say that to any other company. You know, you can't buy your competitor. There's mergers all the time. So DeSantis, the idiot, puts in a thing, goes, well, you know, Facebook deplatformed Trump, so we can sue Facebook, but they deplatformed some other white supremacists and this one and that one, and we're not going to deal with that. Well, no. Well, no, you don't have the state. Florida is a state. Therefore, people have First Amendment rights against Florida, i.e. Facebook has First Amendment rights against Florida. Trump has First Amendment rights against the government, but he does not have First Amendment rights against Facebook because they're not the government. But they are a monopoly and they should be broken up. That is the correct analysis. And DeSantis is not stupid. I mean, he knows all this. He did this to pose for holy pictures. He did this to strut around and say, I don't think Facebook should have deplatformed Trump. And then he looks great to the cult, the Trump cult base. He looks great to the base. But that's not how you govern. You don't want this guy as president. And he's going to pose like that, and he's going to pose in foreign policy. And it's going to, people are going to make miscalculations. It's going to lead to wars we don't need. You need a steady hand at the tiller. You need a steady hand at the tiller, and that's Joe Biden's. And you also need majorities for the Democrats in the House and the Senate, because if Moscow Mitch or Kevin McCarthy or some other guy from the Tea Party gets in as speaker, you are going to have chaos. You're going to have them shut the government down to injure Biden and the Democrats so they can sneak back in and do what Trump did and do what George W. Bush did and the rest. Keep an eye on DeSantis. He has quite a high opinion of himself. And if he does stupid things like this going forward, this bill's being blocked, he's going to show that he is incompetent to be president. Another thing Trump just did yesterday, he called on General Mark Milley to resign, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, whom he appointed. He appointed him and said he was stupid and dumb. Resign. Who is Trump to say that General Mark Milley, the top military guy in the country, is stupid at all? Trump says those kinds of things just to get a reaction. And it all goes back in the Situation Room. Yes, there is a thing called the Situation Room in the White House where he was with Mark Milley, and he told Mark Milley to call out the troops and arrest Black Lives Matter protesters. And Milley was very polite to him. He didn't say, you know, F you. He didn't say, hey, this isn't Saudi Arabia or China or Russia. But he said, no, you know, President Trump, that's not our function. The military's function is not to arrest American citizens who are protesting. And Trump shouted at him. He shouted at him. And Milley stood up for himself. Trump said, you don't talk to me you don't talk to me like that. What? Milley didn't talk to him like that. Trump talked to Milley like that. Now Trump comes out and says, get rid of Milley. Trump never served in the military. During the Vietnam War, he said he had bone spurs. Everybody has bone spurs, little ones. Trump didn't have bone spurs. Trump wanted to hang around the nightclubs in New York and hustle the girlfriends of the guys who were in Vietnam. That's what he wanted to do. The other one is, you know, you have a guy like Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson attacks the military, too. He never served. All these guys, chicken hawks, they're all chicken hawks. They never served. Well, we're coming to the end of the show. It's a great show. You have great programming coming up. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stand by for Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Diamond Crute, Devil's Advocate, Earl Ingram. And on Saturday, my friend Pizza Box Mike and other good programming. Pizza Box Mike thinks outside the pizza box. Matt Flynn Direct signing off till tomorrow, same time, same place.